couldn't pass this up, because I know it's a concern for a lot of parents, although we know a lot of adults are engaged too. I said going into the news, play more Fortnite. Although in this study, Fortnite wasn't looked at, but it certainly was video games that were being researched. And according to researchers at Oxford University, I'd say a
reputable,
trustworthy, time spent playing video games can be good for your mental health.
Hmm. Oh, really?
That's what it says. The finding comes as video game sales this year are booming. Of course, people stuck inside.
Lots of time on their hands.
Exactly right. This was a paper released yesterday, and it was based on survey responses, again, from Oxford University, they say, from people who played two games specifically. Plants vs. Zombies, Battle for Neighborville. And Animal Crossing New Horizons. That one sounds a little bit more innocent, doesn't it? This was data that was provided by the game makers Electronic Arts, EA, and Nintendo. And it was actually on how much time respondents spent playing. It says this was unlike previous research that relied on imprecise estimates. This was actually time spent playing. I think it's because these are the games you have to actually log in and get online and play so they can track. Again, from Oxford University, they say that they found the actual amount of time spent playing was small, but a significant positive factor in people's well-being.
I haven't played video games in, I can't tell you how many years, and they probably improved a lot since, but I bet you can guess which two I would have played if I played online.
Space Invaders?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm going to go back to the original.
Golf and fishing.
Golf and fishing. There's a fishing video
you can pick
game.
All the golf courses in the world that you can go play and stuff. And fishing, I mean, who doesn't like to do a little fishing?
Virtual fishing, that's right. Sure. If you can't get out, you might as well cast your video line.
I'd rather be doing the real thing, but video would be a good thing to pass some time, I suppose. I need to improve my mental health. I'm going to go play some video now.
Did you feel better after you did some video fishing?
Of course.
There you go.
Are these the kind of games where people are talking with others online, at the same time? I wonder if that helps improve the mood and the mental health.
It doesn't say, but I'm guessing.
Yeah, because there's some kind of interaction.
That's what I'm thinking, especially
Jeopardy?
If you're shut indoors, things like that. Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Doesn't say, but that's what I'm guessing. By the way, this paper hasn't been peer-reviewed, but it says the result could cast doubt on long-held assumptions that gaming can cause aggression or addiction. though the authors acknowledge they are only a snapshot.
Yeah. Well,
some of those games, from what I've seen, are really violent.
They are.
I think it gets some angst out. I don't know.
I guess.
And, there's different levels of violence. I mean, there's Fortnite is violent, but it's really cartoonish violence compared to Grand Theft Auto, which was more graphically enhanced.
No, these video games, they are unreal. I mean, my next-door neighbors, they have two teenage daughters who play some of the violent video games and some of the non-violent ones, and I'm just always amazed, like, wow, come a long way since Frogger or Pong.
Where your frog was getting run over. Splat.
Yeah, right.
And reincarnated and ate itself quickly.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's right.
from Pac-Man evilly just eating, the little ghosts. I mean, that was the extent of violence then.
Well, hey, that's what they say. But again, I'll say this. Sometimes when it came to getting out aggression, watching or playing video games, at least for my generation, that wasn't always the case. If you played Madden 97, NFL football, my roommates and I, we would get pretty upset with each other. And maybe, maybe a little physical altercation after the game, too. So.
Oh, so you didn't go have a turducken, eh?
No.
Oh, yes, those days of the turkey inside the duck inside the chicken with John Madden for Thanksgiving Day.
Sure miss him.
I'll take it for what it's worth from Oxford University, but maybe playing those video games isn't all bad.
Yeah.
Some mental health positivity. And again, I'm thinking because, what we said, people being inside, and if there's that interaction people are having online.
Right.
A chance to actually engage with real people. Maybe not directly, but at least there's some engagement there.
Yep.